From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Friday morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Our government accounts, turns out they're not quite what they were forecast to be.
No. We got a couple of reads yesterday on the economic health of New Zealand Inc. Neither, to be objective, was particularly positive. So, yeah, the release of the government accounts for the first 10 months of the financial year, so that's the end of April 2023. Now, Mike, we've talked about this before, because coming into the release of the budget, it was evident that the tax take was falling behind forecasts, and that sort of weakening trend is continuing. So core Crown tax revenue is $1.4 billion behind forecast. I mean, it's still $92.3 billion, but $1.4 billion behind forecast. On the plus side, expenses are pretty much on forecast. Actually, they're 0.3% under where they forecast they would be. But the operating balance, the terribly named OBGAL, the difference between revenue and expenses, is now a $7 billion deficit. It was expected to be a $5.7 billion deficit, so quite a way behind there. And the corporate tax take is sharply lower. And we've also talked about this before, Mike, because at the moment margins for businesses are being compressed. And we're seeing this through the tail of company announcements. We're also seeing it through anecdotal evidence. So what that means is lower profits, lower taxes, but in time, it also has negative implications for employment. So what I'm basically saying is the tax numbers for the corporate tax take are sort of corroborating the anecdotal evidence that it's getting tougher out there. But you also, Mike, yesterday had the release of business financial data. This is from Stats New Zealand. It's a little bit dated because it's data for the first quarter of the year, so to the end of March, and you'll note that we're in the beginning of June. This sort of feeds directly into the first quarter GDP numbers. They're due for release next week, 15th of the 6th. Now, manufacturing volumes were down 2.1% in the first quarter when compared to the last quarter of 2022. Manufacturing values fell 2.8%, generally across all the data points weaker than the previous quarter. It's a big dump of data, so you've got to wade through the whole lot. But at a very high level, of the 14 industry classifications, only six saw increased sales when seasonally adjusted. So that is generally a negative read on Q1 GDP.
It's going to be interesting when we get the official number. China, how are they going?
Yeah, well, Mike, you might have mentioned in the last couple of days the import-export data, because
yes.
I said I'd keep us updated on that. So they were both weaker. Exports down 7.5, imports down 4.5. The tone there, basically, export data shows, I think, a subdued global demand for Chinese goods. Import numbers were actually a little bit better than expected. But the thing is, Mike, we're actually still waiting on the bulk of the data. It's all should be out today. So you've got money supply, financing, CPI numbers, PPI numbers. There's a whole lot there, but we'll have to update you on that next week.
Airport Council, Air New Zealand, Qantas, landing fees. It's all a bit up in the air, no pun intended.
It's all aeronautical, yes. So the markets are waiting to see what's going on with the council shares. I thought I'd just quickly update listeners. The share price has been relatively stable since the beginning of February. It's traded in a range sort of $8.50 to $9. The last couple of days it's fallen a little bit. At the moment, the market's not reacting negatively to any potential sale. I think Neva's been talking about the landing fees a couple of times this morning.
Yep.
So airport all over the news at the moment. What's happening is development out there. That had to go on hold over the COVID period. It's now being revisited, new domestic terms. Terminal and new runway. They've got to raise revenue. They're of course a monopoly, so they can do that. The airport airlines aren't happy. The cost goes straight to passengers. That's you and I. But also, Air New Zealand raised its earning guidance yesterday, so to not less than $580 million. Prior guidance was lower than that. Strong growing demand, weaker than expected US dollar jet fuel prices. But Greg Foran is warning that the current period of strong profitability will change shortly to a period of intensifying cost pressures.
Okay, Auckland Airport CEO with us shortly. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones is up 157 points, 33,822. The S&P 500 is up 18 points, 4,285. That's both sort of flirting with 0.5% gains. The NASDAQ is up 0.77% overnight, 100 points, 13,205. The FTSE 100 yesterday lost 0.3%, 7,599. The Nikkei was down 0.85%, 31,641, the close there. Shanghai Composite was up 0.5%, 3,213. The Aussies yesterday lost 18 points, 7,099. That's about 0.25%. The NZX 50 was down 0.37%. 43 points, 11,715. Kiwi dollar a little bit stronger against the US, which is good, put 6093. 0.9074 against the Aussie, 0.5653 euro, 0.4854 pounds, 84.66 Japanese yen, gold $1,963.82. And actually, the Saudis won't be happy because Brent crude is a little bit lower overnight, bounced back a little bit, $76.13.
You have a wonderful weekend. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.